Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right, baby. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Go get you some. You can buy it now in the Virginia liquor stores.
Yeah.
You can go to Dudley's and get one. Go to my house and get one. Might have to do that. I got to work tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off for Whiz Bulls. What time do you think I'm back at my house? 10:30? Should I go to bed?
You got to stay to the end of the game?
Yeah.
Probably not.
What I've learned is NBA games are 2.5 hours usually.
2.5, yeah.
So that's 9:30?
Yeah, I need you to do something else, though.
Nah, man. We out.
I already told Ted I need you to do some extra stuff tonight.
Now, here's the question. If I get home, I'm going to start asking Mitch anything with my own question. If I get home at like 10:30, should I pour a drink and chill or just go to bed?
What you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the one day I don't have work.
Pour 3 or 4 and do your thing.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are packed. We'll start with my guy, Jaime in Manassas. What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday. I wanted to ask BMH, and actually, JP, I would like your input as well. And you see, we talk about Lamar Jackson, right? Lamar Jackson is a wonderful player. He's a two-time MVP of the NFL. Unbelievable, right? I haven't had that much success in the playoff, but, you know, that is a team sport. He will get his chances and he will have his success. I remember when he negotiated his contract, he didn't have an agent. It took a little while to sign, but actually he did well by himself.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay the agent's fee, the percentage. But I never see him in commercials. I never see him in commercials. Like, Pat Mahomes is every other commercial. Is Pat Mahomes is in it. Josh Allen hasn't won anything. He's in commercials as well. And I see, I wanted to see Angle B. Mitch, a former professional player, a great at that, and you as a journalist. I wonder what's going on. I think he's missing a lot of opportunities when it comes to endorsement. Being a two-time MVP of the NFL, the most popular league in the United States and little by little around the world. I wonder what's your take on that?
Well, I think, you know, that's the thing that you risk sometimes. You know, it's okay. You have that right to negotiate for yourself. But it's also a lot of stuff that agents know how to do, and they have connections with people to get you in some doors that you can't do by yourself. So, you know, then again, negotiating your contract because it's slotted, you know you have a better idea of what that is. Negotiating deals with the other people out there, I don't know if you want to go do that by yourself because they can manipulate the hell out of you.
Well, and sometimes you need just even the contacts, right?
Or yeah.
Like it's a really interesting question. Lamar seems like a different kind of dude. Maybe he doesn't want to be doing that stuff.
I don't think Lamar likes a lot. I had a conversation with him, and we met him at the Super Bowl. That dude is the most down-to-earth, low-key guy I've met in my life.
The only real mistake, I don't know, mistake might be too strong, but remember when Lamar weirdly, like, endorsed that, like, gym in a bag? It was like a backpack gym that you take to the park.
I don't remember that one.
And it was, like, clearly low budget and just, and it went away pretty quick. Like, I think somebody was like, yo, you're about to sign a $200 million deal. Stop selling gym in a bag.
Yeah, whatever. And it went away. I don't even remember that.
It went away quick. Jaime's not on the line anymore, but Landfill, Jaime is who I was texting with yesterday about the possible Land Cruiser. So, Jaime, if you're listening,
find JP another Land Cruiser, Jaime. What the hell?
My hopes and dreams went up and down yesterday like a roller coaster. And to the point where B-Mitch is now trying to get me to buy a Toyota Corolla crossover.
No,
what did you want me to get yesterday?
Who told you to get that?
Landfill wants me to get a hydrogen car.
I wanted you to get a Sienna. You're an old guy. You have kids.
All I did was sit there and laugh at y'all having an old man conversation.
I don't think I want a minivan, Landfill.
Just get a minivan.
I can see Jeff Shadley driving a minivan. He's like, oh, I need it for all my equipment.
He needed it for all his kids.
I don't got no kids.
I have two. All right, B, this is a serious question. So kind of be ready here, all right?
All right.
Mike and Culpepper, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
How you doing, man Mitchell?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, look, you remember Bob's Big Boy restaurant?
I remember the restaurant, yeah, but I don't think I've been there.
You remember the mascot? If you can tell me who the mascot resembles, you can buy me a beer.
First of all, why would I tell you something that I don't know that I have to buy you a beer? Bob Big Boy is like a big old something just sitting there. I don't know what the hell, who the hell the mascot is.
If you're trying to say that it looks like me, I don't think that's accurate.
There you go. So y'all have a great Friday. Thank y'all, man.
Who does? Is he saying me? Who's he saying it looks like?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Listen.
Pull up Bob Big Boy.
Pull it up and tell me, and then I'll call you back next week.
Listen. I get insulted on these airwaves just about every day from 10 to 2. I don't think I look like Bob's Big Boy.
Pull it up, Landfill.
Here, B.
Well, y'all have a good Friday.
Oh, he does kind of look like you,
No,
Jay.
I do not.
He got that little front with the ears. Hey, you're right, dog. You're right. JP, go buy you a beer.
B. Mitch owes you a beer.
There you go. Thank y'all you, Mike. Have a great one.
All right, man. You too, buddy.
What's up, Bob?
That was funny. PJ is in Reston. PJ, what up? Ask B anything.
What's up, P?
Hey, guys. Love the positive vibes, man. And I got my own question to ask, but now that guy made me think about Bob. I've never been to Bob's Big Boy either. I always drove by it. I'm like, is it a breakfast place? Is it like a Denny's? Like what is it? But it went away. JP, you're much more handsome than Bob Big Boy logo guy, man. Much more, man. Much more. But my guys. So my question is this: like, it's a rather nerdy question, right? So I want to ask B. Mitch and everybody who wants to chime in can chime in. Do you guys think that the NFL execs and general managers and coaches are now finally becoming intelligent enough to be able to look at analytics the right way? What I mean is this: if you don't use analytics at all, that's kind of stupid. It's kind of a malpractice. But some teams have kind of lost the plot where they so looked at analytics in a way that it's actually become unintelligent. There is a quote by Albert Einstein, one of my favorites, that says, true genius is not knowledge, but imagination. For example, what I mean is analytics will always tell you 4th-and-3, 45% chance of making it on this, right? But it doesn't tell you how good is the offensive line, how big or small is your quarter. There's so many other things that the human mind is 100 times more intelligent than any artificial intelligence. Case in point is this. I just read an article in ESPN where the top rated defensive person that's supposed to come out, Dallas Turner, with the number 8 picked Atlanta Falcons. But ESPN had an article that said he's only projected to get 26 sacks over the next 5 years because he doesn't get a lot of pass defenses, right? I think he's going to blow that out the water. Now, if Atlanta or some team is going to – he's going to get taken in the top 10. So no one would take a defensive edge rusher in the top 10.
What's the question, man?
Believe they're only going to get 5 sacks a year.
What's your question?
So do you guys think that's proof that the NFL teams are finally now smart enough to – use analytics the right way, not overly rely on it? But
I don't think anybody overly relies upon it, but I think if you totally ignored it, you're a fool.
Yeah, it's got to be a tool in the tool bag.
Yeah, it's a tool. I think what happened, the Patriots were above and beyond everybody. Now people are catching up, and it's not necessarily the owners, it's the GMs and the people that the analytics staff that they have that basically give this information to the coach to give him one more thing that can help him in making a decision.
Yeah, because I think these analytics, it's a good basis. But, for example, Dallas Turner.
PJ, we got a bunch of calls, man. Oh. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going here. The PJ Show. Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, what up? Ask B-Mitch anything.
What's up, B-Mitch? Hall of Famer in my mind.
How you doing, Pat?
All right, man. Hey, if we take Jaden Daniels, do you think we should try to do a little package and try to get Ayuk from San Francisco? I think that guy's a beast, man. And, you know, I don't think it would cost a whole lot to get him. And, I'm interested in what you think, man.
Well, I think if you get Jaden Daniels, I think what you do, you want to use the things you have to make sure you can protect him at quarterback. You have good enough receivers here. If you can get somebody else in, you can play. But I don't know if he's that good to where you just say, oh, we're going to just go get him, bring him here, make him our first guy. You got enough here where they can get it done. You know, you watch what Terry has done with all these multiple quarterbacks. You get him a legitimate quarterback that's throwing him the ball consistently well and the things he can do. I think you're going to have a lot of elevation there. I would rather invest in protecting instead of going and get another toy.
Yeah, I mean, Ayuk's 26. You're paying him his fifth-year option money, so he's $14 million on the books. If you were to make a move for him, you'd probably be looking to get a contract extension done. Or if you're just getting him for the 1 year and it costs you a Saturday draft pick, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you have to give up draft capital for a guy with 17 games committed to you,
yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't think that's the move. No. I think Ayuk could play the last 2 years.
Yeah,
gone,
he can.
You know, he's gone over 1,000 yards both the last two seasons. Last year was career high, 1,300 yards. I think he's an exciting player, but to me, it's all a cost scenario. What does it cost to acquire him, and then what does a new contract 100%. Look like?
100%.
I'm going to let you pick here, Brian, two of our favorites. You never know what direction this will go. Both Commander Tequila and Wild Card Scotty are on the line.
All right, this is heads, this tail.
Okay.
Tail.
Who was tails?
You told me the people. You got to be looking at
I don't think you really assigned them. You just told me what was heads and what was tails.
Scotty.
Scotty it is. Hello, Wild Card Scotty. How do you do?
Oh, just amazing. How you fellas doing today? What's happening, Landfill, Jeffrey, Mr. B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Living, brother. Living. So I was going to sit here and talk about the ifs, buts, and talk for like 24 minutes, but I don't want to waste your time. Question. I'm coaching 5- and 6-year-old T-ball, and the amount of emails, the amount of questions, nonsense that is displayed at this early level of T-ball.
What, from parents?
I mean, parents, just the level of – I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've heard stories about this kind of nonsense.
Oh, you're in for a rude awakening right now, brother.
I'm talking to the point I get – if you think I text a lot, I'm getting 30, 40 texts a day.
You text a lot, dog.
Hey, man, you know, I got a lot to say. I like to hear myself speak.
We're aware.
Hey, you know, sometimes there's some good information there. I give you a couple laughs every now and
then. You definitely had some Kelly's roast beef jokes. I know that.
Hey, I knew a couple Kellys from up the way down. Yeah.
All right. Ask a question, dude.
I guess my question is, like, T-ball, this, that, and this. My kids play soccer. You had a son, right, that didn't necessarily follow in your footpath.
Yeah.
You know, playing ball. I don't want to be that father who says, go do this, go do that. But at the same, I kind of want to guide him. I mean, what level of influence do you think as a parent you should have over your children with what they do?
I think you let your kid go out there and start playing everything. And whatever you see he's very good at, that he has a great interest in, you try to guide him in that way. But if you try to guide him down your path, then you end up pushing that kid away. You know, a lot of kids are messed up because their parents tried to force them to do what they couldn't do. Allow him a chance to be able to play multiple sports, and then he will lean towards where you need to help push him.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. My wife, like, you know,
good
reads
advice,
what
sir.
She reads about CT, about football. I want them to be happy. I want them to compete. I want them to do what, you know, obviously they love to do. But, yeah, that's all.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm going to end up having a player in that player.
Good to hear from you, bro. Watching the Masters right now, who is it but Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Looks like a leprechaun.
Bro, there is.
With that green head on.
You know, Jaime called in asking about Lamar and whatever he does kind of off the field and how he doesn't have that many commercials, whatever it is. Nobody has played their career
better than
Fitz.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he's this, like, beloved figure.
He's a – Ryan went to what school?
Harvard.
Ivy League, right?
Ivy League.
What do they have?
Connections.
A hell of a connect.
Yeah.
And
you got to be pretty damn smart to get there.
So hiring that person that can utilize your connections from Harvard and your intelligence can do a lot for you. So you walking in there doing that yourself, sometimes people look at you a little strange. Somebody else doing it for you may sell you a little bit more.
Yeah, man, it's just remarkable to me that Fitz is like this national phenomenon, and I don't get it. Our boy Dom's calling from Chicago. What up, Dom?
What's up, Dom?
Hey, Brian, have you ever had the Fat Burger that Ice Cube talked about in that song, Fat Burger? And, you know,
and today was a good day?
Nah.
Yeah, and for a long time, I thought Fat Burger was something else, right? Until I saw the Fat Burger restaurant. You know, for years, man. Up until about 20 years ago.
I kind of thought that myself. Hey, I'm
right along with you. I was thinking the same thing.
I've had it years, in San Diego. It's good.
Right. And also, that Culver's burger you're talking about, Culver's. Oh, man, that thing is delicious. It's like you said, cooked in butter. And they also butter the bread, and the bread got a little crisp around the edges.
So do they have it in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, they got it in Chicago. That's the first. When I first came here, I asked somebody
Hell,
for a burger, right?
Hold on. Dom, you may not know this, but B's about to go to Detroit. Do they have it in Detroit?
They probably would, because I'm thinking that whole I was in Detroit. I was in Detroit 3 weeks, Easter weekend. I did see a Culver's there.
All right.
Well, I was outside. I was in Romulus, right outside.
Okay.
But check this out. Back in the early 90s, there was a place on Minnesota Avenue that came out of Baltimore called Chicken George. It only stayed around maybe for about a year, two at the most. It's all the Baltimore is the best chicken, man. It was the best chicken.
What year was this?
It had to be like early 90s, 90.
Dom, I got to tell you how much I appreciate you letting us know about a defunct chicken chain from 30 years ago.
Later, man.
Have a nice weekend, dude. Landville, when I was a kid. I do want to hit this, what players are officially going to the draft. The phone lines will stay open. Everybody, Zeke, Chip, Commander Tequila, stay there. We will keep the phone lines open the remainder of the hour. Everybody gets their chance to ask B. Mitch a question. Nobody go anywhere.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, B. Mitch here. And are you tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, you need to switch to Rude and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rude just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rude 18 SEER inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rude keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rude.com. That's RUUD.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 1067. I got a quick one for you to start, B. Apparently, Denton is in San Diego. Denton Day, our college sports insider, producer for Kevin Sheehan, is in San Diego. Do you think Denton is the type of dude to go over the border and go down to Tijuana?
Juarez? Nah.
No, just over the border to Tijuana.
Nah.
He doesn't strike me as that guy.
Nah.
Now, if Jeff was in San Diego.
We would have to go rescue him.
Jeff, you ever been to Tijuana? Seems like your kind of place.
No. You should go.
I went once, and that was a long time ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
I went.
It's something. It's probably a lot more dangerous now. Let's get back to these phone lines. Our guy Commander Tequila is on the line. Tequila. Hello, Commander.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. How are you?
Yes, it is. Well, we're doing great. Yes, it is very dangerous in TJ, so I would not recommend to go there at all.
Yeah. Period. Agreed.
I have a two-part question for B. Mitch.
All right.
All right. My favorite golfer is Arnold Palmer and Chichi Rodriguez. Who's your favorite golfer? And did you ever eat Carl's Jr. or Hardee's?
I have before. Hadn't eaten that in a long time.
Hardee's is kind of gross. I'm going to put it out there. Their breakfast is good, but their burgers are yuck.
Yeah, they just hung up the phone. I was about to call and give you a deal. favorite golfers? I would say Tiger. And I used to love Ernie Els for his smooth swing. And then on the senior tour, it's Bernhard Langer.
Yeah, both of them got different type of styles. That's what I like.
Yeah, but they win. Tiger won a lot, and Bernhard Langer on the senior tour, it's like he wins every damn other week.
Thank you, Commander. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, Longer's smooth, man. Just that putting stroke.
Hit that ball, too, man.
Yeah. Pick a direction, north, south, east, or west.
I'm from the south. Let's go dirty.
Zeke is in southeast, so there you go. Zeke, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Appreciate you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, B. Mitch, I got a quiz for you, right?
All right.
Who holds the record for the most rushing yards in the Super Bowl?
Timmy Brown. Not Tim Smith.
Okay, good one. Who holds the record for the least amount of sacks in a season?
Redskins. Officer of the Hall.
Rippin.
Okay. Yeah. So my point is this. We're focused on the quarterback. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good quarterback. But with the other picks, I don't know a lot about the tackles, the line, the offensive line. I was wondering if you guys had any idea of what linemen are out there. I think the heart and soul of our team, I've been a Skins fan for like 50 years, and I just think we don't put enough attention on the line. And also dealing with the analytics, my thing is that somebody told me a long time ago, there's no test that can determine the heart of a man.
Right.
So analytics
right
are fine,
that.
But like Brian said, when you put them on that field and they get hit, then you know whether or not they're a football player. What do you think, Brian?
I totally agree with you on that, but I think the offensive line is something I talk about all the time. I know, yes, we talk about quarterback, running back, and things of that nature. If you don't have somebody that can protect them and give them the proper time to be able to go through what they need to, it's going to be a problem. So this team here, you're looking at them. Right now, they're looking for offensive linemen. And I think left tackle is vitally important to get one that's legitimate. Lucas can play well, but is he going to be the guy for the next 10 years or so? You want to make sure you go out there and get somebody that could possibly be that.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I have a question submitted via text message from a Jim Andrew Mullins of Sterling, Virginia. He says, what do you think of the church's chicken?
Very good, man. Once you pull the skin off of it, it's fantastic.
The skin's quite good. I also think I'd like to make a motion here, boys. Church's was quite good, and it's just they actually deliver, right? This wasn't DoorDash or some third-party service. They delivered the chicken. We got the chicken in about 35, 40 minutes-ish?
Yeah.
I think this should be our new go-to. Because, dude, whenever you do Uber Eats or DoorDash or something, you end up spending like another $30.
Yeah, the hell with that.
Yeah. All right. We are now, at least from the hours of 10 to 2, a Church's Chicken podcast.
There you go,
radio
brother.
Show. Chip is in Stafford.
What up, Chip?
Chip, you there, bud?
I must say, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, pal.
fantastic. B. Mitch, huge fan. You should be in the Hall of Fame for all the right reasons. But my question is this. You sat next to JP for all these years. With the ears that that guy has, do you think he picks up AM and FM with those ears?
And Sirius Satellite Radio.
I get direct TV,
AM,
baby.
FM, and Sirius. He has the whole gamut. If he rides by your house, he'll mess up your frequency on your TV.
I'm listening to country music from St. Louis during the commercial breaks. Take care, Chip. I don't know what this question is. Dan is in Germantown. Hello,
Dan. How you doing, brother?
Ask B. Mitch anything.
So I was going to ask you, B, do you remember Little Tavern?
Remember where?
The Little Cheeseburgers?
Tavern back in the day in D.C.
I remember that.
Little burgers. They were basically White Castle Maryland.
I don't
burgers.
Remember that.
You don't remember that? There was they were like these
they
little.
Were around during your days?
Yeah, I probably didn't go to it. I was more or less going by the spot that sold me some wings and mambo sauce.
They were like little. Dude, but
Yum Yums. Mambo sauce from Yum Yums.
Hold on, Dan. I'm going to tell him where he saw one. Wisconsin Avenue, past the old station in Bethesda. It's now a little Chinese takeout. But you know where that Army Surplus store used to be? Like 6 blocks north of the old station in Bethesda.
On Wisconsin?
On Wisconsin.
I always came the other way.
Yeah, you would come old Georgetown to Wilson or whatever. There was one right there, and then there was one in College Park, too. The buildings were super noticeable. They were like little white houses with a green roof.
Wow.
They all converted or whatever. All right. We have more just super random questions. David is in Northern Virginia. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to connect with you. Heard about the reference to Chicken George. So I was in Baltimore from 1984 to 87. Chicken George was there on Greenmont Avenue, and it was awesome. Just the best chicken. It was catty corner from a KFC, and Chicken George ran a special to try to encourage people to come try their chicken. They said, come get some Chicken George, get a two-piece chicken and biscuit dinner. And we'll pay you basically. They said, bring a receipt from KFC.
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just in the hopes of keeping this thing somewhat on the rails. Are you also calling to confirm previous reports of the validity of a chicken joint that has been closed for 30 years?
Absolutely. Chicken George.
I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
We might have to declare the show a Chicken George free zone.
Listen, how good must this chicken have been?
If they're talking about it 30 damn years later, that chicken was good as hell. And what I'm going to say is anybody in the Chicken George family, if you still got the recipes, let's open up another Chicken George place.
I will happily eat it, but I'm going to make a stance. I will no longer take phone calls about it because it's 30 years old and it was in Baltimore. And it's closed.
Hey, man, stop hating on places other than this area, man. Told me yesterday if they ever see you in Philly, you're done.
Do you care about a 30-year-old closed restaurant in any city?
Yeah, if they can open it again.
Yeah, but it's not.
They might. Like Mellow Joy Coffee closed and then my buddy... family bought it and found the recipes, and they opened it back up. Now it's great again in Louisiana.
Damien is in Oxon Hill. Damien, please rescue us. Do you have a question for Brian?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Damon from Oxon Hill.
What up, Damon?
Put that on Jeff. He wrote Damien.
For as many times as I called in the chef, into the show, you think Jeff would have had it right by now.
I swear I spell it like that every time. Every time. My bad.
It's Damon.
All right. We got you, brother.
Anyway, though. All right. Here's my question. And it's not just for B. Mitch. It's for more so B. Mitch as well as Bob's big-eared boy.
Hey.
If not football or journalism, what would you have chosen as a career?
The only job I am qualified for is to be a bartender. So it's probably what I would have done.
I was trying to become like a chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer. Wow.
Yeah. I was kind of a chemical engineer in some ways.
Huh? That's what I majored in. I was majoring in that because I always heard about BASF. We don't make it. We make it better. And then you find out about medicines and chemical weapons and all that. And I was very, very enthused by that stuff. And that's what I went into.
During my 4 years at the University of Maryland, I definitely did some chemical engineering. Thank you for the call, Damian.
The illegal type, right?
That was something. I think.
Well, you would be a PhD right now if they really did all the experience, huh?
I think everybody got into the Scotties a little early this week because we got a number of phone calls about a 30-year-old dead chicken joint.
I thought B-Mitch was going to be a Chicken George franchisee if he wasn't a football player.
I'm tell you, hey, man, you never know. You bring it back, bro.
Maybe that's why they went out of business.
If
B-Mitch tried to return touchdowns instead of running a chicken joint.
If you want to know where the best chicken is now, it's at Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria.
That's good.
They've got a double-decker driving range with top tracer technology, TVs in all the bays. They got servers that will come to your bay, bring you awesome food, really good drinks. It would be an elite setup to chill and watch the Masters there while you're, you know, hitting seven irons and just enjoying your afternoon. If you want more info, check them out, rudysgolf.com or on Instagram at Rudy's Golf.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
All right, Brian. You're going to Detroit for the draft. Doing TV for the team. The key to make that work, now you guys will do cool stuff regardless, but the only crapshoot about going to the draft is you don't always know that the player they're going to draft is going to be there. Not so much at number two, but, like, I've gone to the draft when the Skins were picking 13th. You know what I mean? It's a total crapshoot.
I think number two will be there.
I think you're all right. Guess who will be attending the NFL draft?
All of the top five?
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May.
Okay, good.
So I think you will be in good shape.
One of the three. Get ready.
Yeah.
If there's anything other than just what we think, be even the better show that we'll have.
Now, how about this? The other players confirmed to attend the draft. Bama corner, Terrion Arnold. He should. He's a top 10 pick.
There'll be a lot of players in Detroit.
As of now, there's only 13 guys that have confirmed.
No, I'm talking about Detroit got players already, dog.
All the players came from far and wide.
There you go.
J.C. Latham, the kid Leitu from UCLA. This Toledo cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, that's expected to be a top 10, top 12 pick.
I saw him playing one game, dude.
The corner?
Dude, he can play.
Great feet.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers from LSU, Adunze from Washington, Darius Robinson, the Mizzou D lineman, Brian Thomas, the LSU wide receiver, Dallas Turner, who some expect to be maybe the first defensive player off the board, the Bama linebacker. And guess who else will attend the draft?
Who?
Have you looked at this, Landfill? He did nothing else, but he's going to go to the draft.
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, go to the draft. That's when you're getting picked. You go to that.
I just think it's kind of funny. Hey. He didn't even hang out at his pro day when people were in his town.
Yeah.
I don't know. That made me laugh. Good for him. Every day we make bets on this program. At the end of the week, we total them up. Heard it here first. Jeffrey.
All right. So, in last place, we have Mr. Bob's Big Ears.
That's messed up, man.
In third place, we have Brian Mitchell at 3-2.
Brian Mitchell.
Unfortunately, I am sitting at second place, and Landini has won for the week.
What was your records? I mean, you just throw stuff out there. What's your record?
My record was 3-1, bro.
No, you weren't.
Yeah. I was undefeated, and I lost because Roma beat Milan last night.
It's kind of on you for – I mean, why? What made you pick Roma versus Milan?
Doesn't make sense.
Well
– either Bama.
It's a soccer league. Milan is actually better than Roma, so I thought they was going to, you know, pull it out, you know, just to cruise to 4-0, but it didn't work like that.
And Landini, congrats on a big week, dude.
Thank you.
Did you make any actual money?
Nah. I was making just great picks. Shohei's interpreter should contact me for tips.
He should.
What? Well, he won't be able to contact you. He already used that call.
Yeah, that's true. Scottie Scheffler on the tee at number one. Big old drive. Feet are moving like he's James Brown.
Let's go, Scotty.
Fairway finder, baby. Dude can play.
Yes, he can.
Let's all do this. With everything we know right now, we've all seen the leaderboard. We're all aware of it. Pick the winner of the Masters.
Scheffler.
Bryson.
Landfill's taking Bryson.
Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler, baby.
To a pair of Scotties. I'll take Max Homa, man. I'm going to root for Max. It's really hard not to. Like,
has he ever won there?
No.
I'll tell you who I'm not taking. Rory.
Listen. Say a little prayer. Maybe knock on some wood, light a candle. Jocko Neiman, 2 under today. Or he's 2 under for the tournament. We could use that, folks. Finley girls need braces. We could use this, all right? I wasn't even singing. That was unfair.
Rory's in the tree, y'all really look like. Well, that's a trap.
I told you he wasn't winning.
That's cap. Did I say that right, Jeff?
Yes, Uncle JP.
You know what Jeff was just telling Toby? They were talking about golf and golf prices, and Toby's like, yeah, well, what is it for a threesome? And Jeff's like, I don't like to talk about that stuff, man. And he's like, that's what you say in golf, man. And Jeff's like, threesomes, foursomes, don't bring that up to me.
No. No, what I said
that
was,
happened. I heard Jeff, it.
Toby asked, did I want
to get your mind out the gutter,
fool. No. Toby asked with a deviant smile, do I want a foursome? And I'm like, yo. Let's just say let's get a group of us and go out there on the golf course and call it that, because it
it's
was fine
for some singles.
B, but you see how you saying that with a straight face?
He was smiling at you.
Don't deviantly laugh at me.
Don't get mad. I mean, people got a right to do what they want. He could have been giving you a message. You don't know.
Toby is a man of God. When he's out here talking about that, he means golf. Now, if I say something like that to you, I am very clearly trying to be weird and funny.
Yes, and if you ever say that, I quit.
Why does Jeff have a bottle of apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, why do you? You've had that all day. Why do you have a bottle of apple cider?
I gave it to him.
I say B gave it to me. He had an extra bottle of apple cider vinegar.
Why did B have an extra bottle of apple cider vinegar?
I couldn't find the one I had at home because I left it in this damn bag. So I purchased one this morning, and Jeff was telling me some stuff, and I say, use this. It works.
It's a good alkaline for your body. I do it when I have my S together, which I currently don't.
You, like 95% of the time, don't.
I will say this. Generally in golf, if you're talking about a foursome, is said all the time. Not that often are you like, yo, you want to have a threesome?
Nah, threesomes are out there
usually
all the time.
You say like, oh, it's a three. It's a group.
Is it vinegar and acid, though?
I told him trio.
No, surprisingly, vinegar is an alkaline.
If you say so.
That's accurate. Google it. Now I'm going to Google it and make sure it's accurate.
All right, y'all keep talking. I'm out. Got things to
maybe
do.
It is an acid.
Be Mr. Finley, talk to y'all Monday. Peace.
I could be very wrong. I don't know. We got to go. Thank you to everybody listening to the show. Thank you to Dane Brugler. Thank you to PFT Commenter. Thank you to Bobby Blanco. Thank you to everybody that called in for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Good. Who you playing with today? Judge?
Burrow.
Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you some vinegar.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.